Kalikali maka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pepsi-Cola's expert panel. I'm Meg, and I'm your host. And I'm here in the studio by myself this morning because everybody's getting ready to go shopping. And Mayor Wiggins just left because I got a long list of stuff to do. So I was thinking about Christmas and all the traditions and getting everything ready. And this came to mind. In my family, I don't know about you, but we had lots of interesting, I don't know, quirky family traditions. And that song, Mele Kalikimaka, was on the Bing Crosby White album. So I know that there are folks that were around when that listened, that were around probably when that album first came out back in, gosh, I don't even know. I'd have to look it up. Probably in the 50s, early 60s, with Bing and his white hat on the front cover. And then there are folks that it's just been a tradition in their family. There's certain Christmas albums you got to play every year. And I think that's probably one of them. So it's, I think, one of the best-selling albums of all time. That's what Mayor Wiggins was just telling me, which doesn't surprise me because you still see it on the shelves during the holidays. But it made me laugh because I was thinking, talking with some friends yesterday as we were getting into the week with Christmas being in the middle of the week and everybody's sort of trying to negotiate, when do we take time off? When am I going to be here? Is our office closed? Are we open? All that kind of stuff. But it was interesting because we started talking about family traditions around the Christmas holiday. And I find it always fascinating because I remember when my sister got married, her husband's family, they would get together on Christmas Eve. They'd have the big Christmas Eve dinner. They were Italian. And then they'd all open the presents on Christmas Eve. And I remember the first time I heard of that as a kid, I thought that was blasphemy. I thought, you open your presents on Christmas Eve? Santa hasn't even come yet. I was just beside myself. We never did that, you know. We always waited. Our family always waited till Christmas morning, especially, you know, when we were all kids. So we have all these little traditions that we do, and then we'd have our big Christmas dinner, Christmas, late Christmas afternoon, 3-4 o'clock. And in fact, we talked on the show last month all about the folks that have all the different Thanksgiving traditions, because some people, they want to have their Thanksgiving dinner at noon, some of them have it later in the evening. So it's just funny how we've all adopted these things, and that's our normal, right? So when I hear the Bing Crosby, anytime I hear Bing Crosby singing a Christmas carol, it always makes me think of my dad. And I wish I could say that I wish I could say it makes me think of my dad because he was a man like Bing Crosby. No, my dad was quite the personality, and he was he has since passed, but he was very funny, was a chef. He loved to cook, and he had served in World War II in the Navy, and so was very proud of his service and his time there. And the thing about this Bing Crosby album was my sister was about, I guess she's about 12 years older than me, and so I was probably 4 or 5 when she was around 16, 17, and when this album came out at Christmas time, when she got the album, she started playing it on that record player, by the way, over and over and over and singing to every single song. And I think this song was one of the last ones, maybe on the backside or something. But when this, when she started singing Mele Kalikimaka in her loudest voice, over and over and over again, it finally got to my dad, and he said, "That's it. That's enough. No more Bing Crosby." And he took the album and threw it out. I mean, he'd had enough. So it was very traumatic. I don't really remember a whole lot about it. All I know is that the next year, my sister and I got together, and we decided we were going to buy Dad the Bing Crosby album, the Christmas album. So we wrapped it all up and we gave it to him on Christmas Eve. And it was pretty funny because when he opened it up and he looked at us with this look on his face, because we knew, everybody in the house knew he did not like that album. And he says, "Why in the world are you giving me Bing Crosby?" He said, "Because, Dad, it wouldn't be Christmas without Bing Crosby and you getting mad at Mele Kalikimaka." And so he kind of smiled, but he said, "I don't like this album." And so we played it, of course. And then, you know, eventually it would disappear. I had never really made a big show of getting rid of the album, but somehow it just wouldn't be around after a while. So it became a family thing. So every year for, gosh, 30, 40 years, we would get my dad a version of the Bing Crosby album. Whether it was, by the way, as things evolved, it went from, you know, record album to, I think it was 8-track tape, cassette tape, DVD, as it went on into its different metamorphoses, we would get my dad a different version of it. And every year we would open it up and then we would play all the different Bing Crosby songs. So I always think of that song and that album with such a fondness because it just, every time I hear it, it makes me laugh. But it made me laugh yesterday when my friend Malcolm Ballinger was here. Some of you may have been listening. Yeah, Malcolm came in yesterday and was sort of in a bah humbug Scroogey kind of mood. So I've asked all my guests this week, "What's your favorite Christmas song?" And we'll open with that. And he said, "Well, I don't know. I've got songs I don't like." And so he was telling me about every time he goes into Walmart, he hears Burl Ives' "Holly Jolly Christmas." So of course I had to play that one for him. So it was fun yesterday because we had listeners texting in some of their least favorite Christmas songs, and we got to most of them. But one of the ones that we didn't get to, which I may, if I get a chance, I'll play it for y'all this morning, just because I haven't heard it yet. But do you remember, are you ready, the Chipmunk song? I remember when that came out as a kid, I thought that was the greatest Christmas song on the planet. I thought that was the coolest thing. And I mean, I know every word, every conversation, and the poor dad, there's a tie-in here, who was, you know, yelling at them about the singing. So for those of you who remember with the Chipmunk song, that someone had texted that in yesterday, I just wanted to acknowledge that because that made me laugh out loud when I saw it, and we just didn't get a chance to get to it. But if you have something that is a tradition in your family, something y'all do every year that may be a little quirky, there's different things I know from friends who, when do you open your stockings? Some folks open their stockings on Christmas Eve, and other people, our family, as we got older, the adults would open presents on Christmas Eve and wait for Santa to come for the kids on the morning, and then everybody would open their stockings on Christmas morning. But it's just funny when you think of the traditions and the way you decorate the tree. Everyone has their way of decorating the tree. I don't know about you, but there are those who say you decorate the top first. Then there are those that say, no, you put the heavier ornaments on the bottom. Do you put the lights on first? Do you put the tree skirt on first? I mean, it can get very, when I first got married, I remember it got very interesting because we definitely had different ideas about that first Christmas tree and how it was supposed to be decorated. But I will say this, you know, the thing that I miss the most, and I know I'm dating myself a little bit, but the thing I miss the most is the good old fashioned silver tinsel. Do you remember tinsel? Well, we would get into it. My mother was a strand by strand tinsel stringer. She was just, you have to put a little bit on at a time, one string. And my brother, of course, who was, a couple years older than me, my big brother, he would take a handful of it and just throw it on the tree. And so you have these finely added, very organized looking tinsel hangings on one side of the tree. And on the other side, you could see where my brother had been at it. And there'd be these clumps of tinsel on the tree. Then my mother would go back and she'd disentangle the clumps. And it was just all these fun, I was thinking about all these funny little family traditions that we have. So hopefully this morning, as we're getting ready for this holiday, we're just a couple days out. Maybe you're running around and feeling stressed out. And I'm hoping that today maybe I can bring you just a little humor and maybe just a little memory that might come to you about some of the funny, quirky little things that your family did on the holidays. And hopefully you're not getting too stressed out this morning. So I'm going to take a break and then we'll be back with Pep Talk. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a favorite Christmas song, a least favorite Christmas song, or a little family tradition that you'd love to share. 850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you this morning. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, as we're getting into the Christmas spirit here. And I was just talking with my friend David Wayne about the holidays, and we were discussing family traditions. It's funny, around here, it seems like everybody is out. They're either en route to their families or maybe they're out shopping. I don't know, but it's kind of quiet here around the studio this morning. Good morning, David. How are you?
Well, good morning, Meg. I am fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. Have you got all your shopping done?
Oh, heavens no.
I know. We're working. What's the deal?
I tried to go and get a few things yesterday, and I've got a two-year-old that carting around, right? So we ended up...
This is perfect. That's the perfect age.
Well, it is, but so I ended up, I was trying to go pick a few things up at the store, and I got so flustered by, I don't know, about 20 minutes in, I had to abandon the cart and leave.
Oh, no.
No, I can't do it.
What got you flustered?
Oh, boy, she was everywhere.
And oh, she was with you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
The cart kept getting mysterious items dumped in it, and I'm chasing her down every aisle in the store. I decided I was going to have to go when I didn't have her with me.
Well, you know that's what those little seats in the front of the cart are for.
You know, she has figured out how to get out of those.
Already?
She's an escape artist. Nothing can contain her, I'm telling you.
The baby gates
at the house have not been a match for her. The carts don't. Yeah.
Oh, that's so precious. She's does she have any idea of Santa yet? Santa Claus?
Yeah, so... I can't get her to say Santa yet, but every time she sees him, sees the likeness of Santa, she points and says, ho, ho, ho.
Uh-oh.
Which
that's
is,
so cute.
Oh, it's so precious.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that age from about 5 or 6, it's just magical. Christmas is just magical. And I was talking a little bit before the break about some of the weird, kind of funny traditions we have in my family. So, did y'all have Christmas Eve dinner or Christmas dinner?
So we always did Christmas Day dinners in my family.
Yeah.
We did the Christmas Eve as kids anyway. You know, we were able to like open one present.
That's right. I forgot.
Pick
about
which
that.
One we thought was going to have the real goodies in it. You know, and then my parents would laugh because we'd always pick like the biggest one or something, and then it wasn't nothing.
That's right. That's right. That's the fake present, you out present.
Yeah, that's right. They'd know the good stuff is in that other one that you didn't even look at. So.
Oh, well, my family was, I can remember, when you talk about the big box, I think one year I was probably about 10, and they put a great big box, almost like a refrigerator box under the tree with my name on it. I thought, is it a bike? Is it this? I was trying to think of all the great things. And so the day that on Christmas Day when we opened it, and then when you opened the box, there was another wrapped box.
Yep.
And then another wrap. So there must have been 20 boxes to when I finally got down to the box. And I think it was a ring or a bracelet or something like that. But
I think every parent has done the box in a box in a box
you
method.
Got to.
Yeah,
you got
it's great.
To. It's
just, I can't wait to pull that fast one on Caitlin. I'm telling you.
It's got to. Now, are you going to leave out cookies for Santa?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to.
Uh-huh. And
we're
what kind of cookies do you leave out?
Well, I have a feeling that Santa is really going to be craving some chocolate chip cookies, some good, fresh, homemade ones.
You
so
betcha.
We're going to have to make those.
Okay. Yeah, we had Christmas cookies that we would make, so we would always put out the Christmas cookies, and I would try to pick out the best ones. I was still trying to score points with Santa. So I'd pick the biggest Christmas tree cookie or the biggest, you know, we had the wreath cookies and butter cookies and Santa cookies, so definitely would put out the special ones just to get that last little bit of a good girl with Santa.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you got to do everything you can to get in his good graces. You don't want that coal in your stocking.
Anything unusual with your family that you ever did that you can recall?
Oh, boy. I can't think of anything too off the wall that we did. It was just kind of all normal stuff. But I'll tell you, it's all stuff that I miss, though.
I know.
Man.
Well, you're still like a kid as an adult. You look back on those days, and this is such a magical time of year.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Are you traveling to see family?
I'm going to head up to Georgia at the end of the week this week, and going to visit with some family. And I'm kind of excited because so my sister's son, who's now in his 50s or whatever, he got married. He had children. Now his children, believe it or not, are having kids. So we have my first great-grand nephew, who is about 3 weeks old. I'm going to get to see him. Little Charlie. They're calling him Charles. So, yes, I'm super excited about seeing the little one. So.
Well, that is awesome. And that first Christmas with him is always fun.
Yeah, I'm not sure he knows what's going on yet, though.
So, you know, Meg, this might be a little bit weird. So, you know, I just became a father. I've got a 2-year-old, right?
Yes.
But I also just became a grandpa.
You did? Mm-hmm. No kidding. Boy or girl?
It is a little girl, actually. So I guess a step grandpa would be the right way to describe it.
Okay.
But yeah, so Kelly, her daughter had her daughter. And so this will be our first Christmas with both of the babies.
Oh, how
our
cute.
Baby and the grandbaby as well.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
So yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
Well, that's the best part about the whole deal is bringing everybody together. So thank you for hanging out with me. I got to go to a break all of a sudden.
Time flies when we're having fun.
Thanks, man. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family, David, and thanks for all you do for the station. We just love your news. You're always timely and efficient and dependable. And oh yeah, informative, local, and dependable. That's what you are. This is News Radio 92.3. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on the eve of Christmas Eve. I hope that you got all your shopping done, everything's ready, and you're just sitting around relaxing, right? So we've got a lot going on here at the station on Christmas Day. We were going to have all kinds of wonderful music and things to celebrate and local talent, so that's going to be fun. Tomorrow, I wanted to give you a heads up. I'm very excited to have my good friend, Quint Studer, is going to be my guest tomorrow morning. He's going to be on the show from 9 to 10 a.m., right here on Pep Talk in the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be talking about Christmas for sure and probably some of the other things in the community and some of the projects he's got going on. So I'm super excited that he's taking the time out on Christmas Eve to spend it with us. And then the second hour or so, we've got a lineup of some very interesting guests that you might be surprised. I'm not going to give it away just yet, but you'll just have to tune in tomorrow while you're doing your last minute cooking and wrapping and all that kind of stuff. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 and listen to Pep Talk. We're going to have a really fun show tomorrow morning. In the meantime, take it easy. Don't get stressed out today. You know, it's going to be okay. Everything always gets done just in the right time. So we've got another guest coming in. Jason Boatwright's going to be joining me in the next half hour. So if you've got questions for Jason, he's such an expert and such a huge difference maker with Veterans Affairs. So he's going to be giving us some updates about our community. And that's going to be coming up in just a couple minutes. So don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we are on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be back in just a few minutes.